sometimes it's hard to fathom. The fact that one day that Jesus is going to come and rapture his church, bring his church home with him. And the Bible says that we shall be changed and will be changed in a twinkling of an eye. It'll be that quick. You don't have time to get ready. You must already be ready, hallelujah, for the coming of Jesus Christ.
Thanks for joining us today on Truth and Fact. I'm Shannon, and I want to invite you to grab a Bible as Pastor Mark looks into the Word of God.
We praise God for you and that you have the opportunity to listen to the Word of God. I pray it'll be a blessing to you. I'm going to share something with you that's been on my heart. In the book of 1 Corinthians in chapter 15, I'm going to read, beginning with verse 51. The Apostle Paul writes this, inspired of the Holy Spirit, "Behold, I show you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall be changed in a moment, in a twinkling of an eye. At the last trump, for the trump shall sound, and the dead shall be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed. For this corruptible must put on incorruption, and this mortal must put on immortality." I think that you and I know without a doubt that we are living in the last days. You know, things are not like they used to be. Sometimes it seems like darkness is coming in from all around us, almost squeezing us, if you will, trying to take over. There's just sin and wickedness all around us. But we as children of God, we are the light of the world. We are the salt of the earth. No matter how difficult things get, we must continue to serve God and let your light shine. Amen. The world out there tries to cause us to compromise and to accept their sin. But my friend, we can love them. We can minister the word of God to them. We can be an example to them, but we cannot accept their sin. True, God loves the sinner, but God does not love sin, and he does not accept our sin. God cannot, because God is holy. I do believe that Jesus is coming soon. We are living, I believe, in the last of the last days, and prophecy is being fulfilled according to the word of God. Now, the rapture of the church, I believe, will be the gateway for the wrath of God to be poured out upon the wicked and the ungodly. That's right. Now, God is a God of love. He's a God of mercy. This is true. But right now, we have the opportunity to accept his love and accept his mercy, that by his grace we are saved through faith, not of works, lest any man should boast. It is the gift of God. We cannot work our way into heaven. Being a good person doesn't mean you're going to heaven. I was taught that when I was a child, that if I was good and I did good things and I obeyed my parents and I didn't steal, rob, murder, cheat, that God would accept me into heaven. But that is not according to the word of God. Let me say it again. That is not according to the scriptures, the Holy Bible, that no man is going to get to heaven based on his goodness. In fact, our goodness is as filthy rags. That's as good as we are. That the Bible says all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. So my beloved, if you're listening to this, I want you to know this, that God does love you and God cares about you, but he cannot accept you into heaven based on your goodness, because there's none good, no, not one. That's why Jesus died on the cross. That's why he gave his life for you and I. He shed his blood. He gave his life as the perfect atoning sacrifice. The only sacrifice that was perfect and that God can accept. Praise God. And by accepting Jesus as our Lord and our Savior, asking God to forgive us of our sins, therefore God is able to accept those that know Jesus. Praise God that when God looks at us, he sees the righteousness of his Son. It's called imputed righteousness. Praise the Lord. My friend, I can say this, that time is getting short. Jesus, I believe, is coming very soon. And we need to make sure that we know the Lord and that we're ready and prepared for the coming of Jesus Christ, our Savior.
For more information, visit us online at www.truthandfact.org.